Sunday, my brother came to me, come out in tears, and he said, Mitzarecha, you look around, as I'm Makom Kaddish, the Tainis, and the oil and wicked men, but Kmod Atuma, and the Gavaldi the Kiddush Hashem. But he asked me, what's Mitzavoydah Hayyim? What are we doing about the Avoydah of feeling the Tainis, feeling the Me'am Asarim? Do we talk about, do we realize we're starting the Shveres of Tkufa of the Gantriya, Kachal Yisrael, the Tkufa of Me'am Asarim? Is anybody thinking about Golas? Is anybody thinking about Ka'ula? And I was talking saying, I don't have a terrorist. The first Allah in Shulchan Aruch, the first Simon, Tid Gimel, Roy, Chol Yer Shemayim, Shia Meisa, V'Doyig Al HaChorben. Halacha, that a person has to feel Golos, has to craft about Golos, has to feel Gula, one Gula, to be Meisa, to feel a Tzar, and to be Doyig, to worry about it. Are any of us being Meisa about the Golos? Are any of us being Doyig about the Golos? And the emphasis is to feel a Golos, you need a sickle of vitamins. We'll leave that for a different time. But I want to show you on the second half of being Meisa and Doyeg. Because besides being Meisa and Doyeg on a Golas, we have to start being Meisa and Doyeg for the Geula. To start crafting a bissel that we're in Golas and we need a Geula. To start worrying about us. To worry about ourselves. We're in a Golas for 2,000 years. That's a third of the Bria. Think about it. A third of the Ganze Welt, the history of the Welt, we're in Golas. And we have to start thinking that we have to bring the Gula. Now I want to show the Chaman Nekuda that Chazal Mashiach in many, many places could bring the Gula. There's a very interesting medrash. I say interesting because yes, the medrash is interesting, but also that the Zelda medrash says in three different places. The medrash is in Vayikra Lamed Aleph. It's also in Rus. The medrash in Rus. Parsha Hay. It's also Yaakov Shemayin and Parsha Vayesha. The medrash says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mayim. First, the Medrash talks about what Boaz did to Ruth, he gave her to eat. So the Medrash says, "Omer Yitzchak Bar Mayim, Bo Hakos Lamecha." See, in other ways, this when a person does a mitzvah, Yasen of the Leiv of Shalim, he should do it with a gan tahar. See, even though he Ruven Yoydeya, Shachadus Baruch Hu Machzev Alav, by Yishma Ruha Yatilayim Yodam, the Kseif Hayim Alicha Yitolav. Reuben would have known after this Baruch Hu can write in the Torah that he saved his brother Yosef, he would have mamish done it, carry him on his shoulders. The evil in Yosef Aaron, because this Baruch Hu machzav alav, he know Yosef kasech. We know that when Moshe was chosen with the doula, so Aaron was very besimcha, beracha, besama chalivai. So if the Medrash, if Aaron would have known that the Torah was going to write about him this, the sufim of mechayla tay Yosef betrasei. He would have gone out with if he would have known that the Torah, the Tanakh was right, that he gave Ruth what to eat, a golas and futamai toye machili, would have given her a gewaldige something to eat, food to eat. And obviously the Medrash has something very important to Peter. For the Medrash to say something, the same thing in three different places, obviously there's something very decisive that we have to learn. But the emphasis of the Essen Medrash, it seems like it's Kulei Pliya. And the Mepharshim of Hanoch Selenzich, it sounds like if you give them a little more coverage, if you give Ruven coverage, or Aaron, or Rus, or Boyer coverage, they would have done it better. Chas v'sholom, to think such a thing, that if this were coverage, they would have done the mitzvah better. And Bechlal is where we know the Rambam says of Hanoch that when a person does a mitzvah, he's mechuyi to do it b'shleimus, he has to give the best. And that zichah nechlam, the pasuk Matthias, the father of Messiah. Like, we can be moving at 2 o'clock from a person, they say that Ruben was Mistapic, he had a suffix, if he's allowed to say Yosef. The Shvatim were asking that they packed that Yosef was a Chayat Misa, he's a Rundus, whatever he was saying, Machanar say. So Ruben wasn't sure. So that's the Nara Shata. Ruben would have known that he was doing a mitzvah, not a suffix of Eira, he would have done his Mechlein. That's what I say. But what's Tutach with Aaron, with Boyer, Chalila and Chalila to Tracht and Amanus, he was a Chassarn in the mitzvah. And also in the Medrash Mahikra it says, you should do it, Limbus on Erechel, you should do it the Leib of Sameach. And in verse it says, Lashon of Leib of Shalim, does that mean Chalila, that you didn't do it the Leib of Sameach, the Leib of Shalim? And also the Medrash at the end of something very unusual. That Koyim, that Yeshua, this is Chacham, it's not the shame of Leib, the Sha'ava, when a person when an amalek decides how your other might a mitzvah, when a person then a mitzvah, how you have not been kind, the Torah wrote it, the Rosh wrote it, the Achta, which your other might a mitzvah, when a person does a mitzvah, me kaitzvah, El Yahu kaitzvah, Melech HaMashiach, two seifim, El Yahu Melech HaMashiach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu chaitzim al Yadayim. Kulei Pela, what are the measures teaching us? We should be excited, do a mitzvah to get the covered. What's the point of this measure, which is replaced? Is obviously there's something what's up to them. There's something that bothered me a long time, and I can say to the MS that every day passes, it bothers me more and more. It's a kasha, I guess, on me and people like me. I can say that we all know, but I tell you know, the Gevaldige Chesivis of Chesed, man, the mission is up, the place is very much Oilo Maimed, Ala Tayrib, Ala Void, Ala Milat Chesedin. Chesed is one of the Amud Yoimim, and I can stand there and say Chazal and different Chazal and Chesed, but I think it's Achva Moisa. I think we all know what Chazal teach us, what Chazal tell us about Chesed. I think if the Gemara tells us, Yehafu Yachta Moicha, Zed Klal Gadol B'Toyra, that's the color Toyra Kula. I think we all know what Chesed is. As Rabbi said, can we say that we do Chesed? Can we say that we're Balei Chesed? Avada, if an Oni knocks on our door, we give him an Adava. Avada, if somebody asks us to carry a package, we'll be there to help. But can we say we're Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Achmerach the Moicha? Can we say Mitrachim from Yenim? Can we say we worry about Yenim? Can we say we're doing the Ratzin Hashem of the Klal Gadol B'Torah behalf of the Achmerach the Moicha? The Pasuk says, Mo Hashem Aleichach Hashoyal Mimcha Ki Masois Mishpot V'Yahavat Chesed. It's not enough to do Chesed. Asois Chesed is Vinti. The Ratzin Hashem, Hashem Aleichach is Shoyal from each one of us is a Havat Chesed. To love Chesed. We all, when we're sick, we take medicine. Do we love medicine? There's a thing called doing something and it's loving something. The Ratzin Hashem, Mo Hashem Aleichach is not a Soit Chesed, but a Havat Chesed. Can we say we're doing the Ratzin Hashem? Rav Chatzkel, one of the Shmuzin, writes a plea to Galashin. V'chol she'ein a shakua tamid. He's not Eingetan in Gansin, the Machshavai, in his Machshava, ube his Tadlis. And if it's in Pe'ulai, Lassoi Chesed, if a person is not in Gansin and Eingetan, the Machshava, the Toyo, to do Chesed, Nechshav im Chaveirai, is Nechshav Lebal Sinat Chinim. But he's a Baal Sina Tchinim. When I saw it first, I thought it was a Shtigl Guzma. But then I realized, like the Pasuk, Farifanun, Ahava Chesed was very Pasuk. Not a Soit Chesed, Ahava Chesed. And if somebody loves money, don't we see a ganze Welt, what they do with their money? Don't we see a Welt, so Shakua, Bimachshavas, and Bishtavas, for not a penny? Because if somebody loves something, he's shakua at Pleitogum by Nacht. If we have a mitzvah, if we have the Mir Rotzer Hashem of a Soif mitzvah, you have a chesed. So you only yoyt to that, you have a chesed. By being takua tamid machshava ubeishtabas. But that you have chasel just saying over the pasuk in a shafa oifen. It's not a chiddush at all. Can we really say, can we really say with the kua be machshavai ubeishtabas? Can we really call ourselves Bale Chesed? I, we all know what Chesed is. I, we all know that that's the Ratzon Hashem Amiti. I, we all know that's the Klal Gadol B'Torah. So I found the Pelayoyet when he speaks about Chesed. He asks this kasha. And he lays to Machabiga for you. A person, he says, is willing to spend a hundred rav for a hidden mitzvah, for a kleinikai, which is not even a chiyav. Yet when it comes to the mitzvah, we have to react to moicha, which is the cloud god with the Torah. You don't see a zehirus, you don't see a mitzvah, mentor and mitzvah malayim. And here's the bigger prayer. Chesed usually, with their cloud, is then a hen of a delay chasa. Shouldn't that make us more shaku in chesed? So why do we see that ein adam sam alei? And he ends off, Hashem hatoy yichata da'ad. Now basically we have to find the terror. We have to find the reason why we're not shakua b'machshavei u'b'pulei. I want to tell you a story of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that it has, I think, helps a lot, gives us a very important insight to maybe why we're not doing chesed. The Gemara itself about the Esas Arugei Malchus, how each one was killed, some of them are kapanim, and the Gemara speaks about Rav Hanina. They took him out of the Gemara, the kachu, the sefer Torah, they put him around with a sefer Torah, and they stuck in chavili tzemer, stuck in wool, so he should die that much slower, he should take longer to die. The Gemara says it was the executioner that was standing there said to him, Rebbe, imani mava b'shalheves, if I will make a fire etvas vigor, the night of fugas of them, I'll take out those shema, so you'll die faster. Atame v'yein lecha yelam haba, will you bring me to yelam haba? I'm a light hay. Yes. He said, he swear to me. Nisbalay. So the Gemara talked what happened, he did that. Chaniya ben Tzadi died quicker. Yotis of Vasco the Omra, Rabbi Chanina ben Tzadian, the Kalkantanuri, the executioner, Luzumanim Machayelim Havor. The Gemara says, Rebbe Yavin HaKadosh was there, Bacha Rebbe, the Omra, Yeish Koine Lam Vishachas. At Givent, look what's happening. This Rasha, this executioner, who was Zichar Rasha, Azad Job, the family Zichar Rasha, and it's a menut. The whole thing was a menut. He was zayich l'chayim havor. And the belt felt like a kulei pella. But had Rebbe gevaint. Rebbe couldn't fagin. He was afraid to lose his own chelik. When you give a child a lollipop, so the old child starts to cry. That's a kin type of hasaga. He can't fagin yet him. Of the Rebbe, Rebbeinu HaKadosh Chalila, he couldn't fagin. What did they give me? What was the bracha? So I once had a shot, I think Beis Hashem is an emissary shot. Rebbe saw a Mordechai Zachia. Rebbe saw a Ha'ara Halacha L'Maisa that was mamish kulei pella. Here we have a person, the executioner was in Russia. And mitamol, the batzal is made of them that is resumed in the Chayim Havar. What happened? What happened in one moment that made it from a Rasha to a mezumah in the Chayim Havar? And sometimes you learn the Gemara, you think, well, maybe because the Gemara said he jumped into the fire, he was Maitha Nefesh, or it's not Emes, because the Gemara says Klar, he was promised Olam Haba before he jumped into the fire. So what was it that he zoicha to Olam Haba as a Shena Oifin, that a Vashol is made? What did he do? You know what he did? Es gemacht leichter von nachher Mensch. He was worried about Yenem Zatzar. He was worried about the Chanina's star. Es gemacht a bissel leichter nachher Yid. And for them, he was zoicher, he went from Zol Tachsir to a Ben Olam Habo. Rebbe Yod, the head was the smain that might the chesed. Rebbe Yod, but the head, the oimik, of a maitse chesed, of leich se mach se vanoch hayid, of being noise se boilem chaveyoy. It wasn't just a summer mitzvah. It wasn't just a summer chesed, but it's a chesed that mizumonim lechai oilem habo. Hot Rebbe gebeit mi toich tzar. Such a hasoga. Such a maitse chesed. Look what chesed is. In all my years that I really nutzer ois, I know what chesed is. But kulay hai, hazoi vay is a chesed. And Rebbe cried with her son, maybe he lost an opportunity. Now that he sees what chesed is, at gay, koine alam in bishach, and the boy is like, think what that means. A rush that becomes a mezum in the hayol haba, to leave a mice to chesed. So Rebbe cried, maybe I lost an opportunity. Now that I see the chosim chesed is, Rabbi Sai, do we look at chesed that way? Do we dehair the gabbos of a maitse chesed? Do we realize the great chesed is? Don't we all see bachrim, people walking around to brachin ahetza? So why don't we go over and say, Chavidi, what's the matter with you? Madu abreichem royim ayayim. Why don't we try life the machmanachamen? Whether it's here, or it's in Yeshiva, or whatever it is, there are so many to brach in a hersa. Why don't we jump at this opportunity? The terrorist is bayas, chesed is chesed, zehu. We don't realize it's mitumad in lechai olam haba. We don't realize the emek of a chesed. And I want to tell you a gemara that I never understood till this week. Gemara Tainus Chavei. The Breite Chayza was in a place. Havitchiach Eliyahu Gabei. He had Eliyahu was there in the sukkah with him. So he asked Eliyahu a funny shayla. Ikabai sukkah bar alma da'asi. Is there somebody who's a ben olam haba? And the pelis Eliyahu looked around and said no. So Vayzachayt was looking for adam gadol. Yesterday, I saw Torah Chaim that makes the Gemara even cooler, I tell us. The Torah Chaim in Sanhedrin. The Peches. He asked the Kasha, what's the Gemara asking, Ben Olam Haba? Doesn't the Mishnah say, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Yochel Olam Haba? So everybody's a Ben Olam Haba. What's the asking of a Yod? Zog Torah Chaim, I read his lesson. Yes. Ben Olam Haba, everybody is. But when? La'acha shemei, v'nidayim b'chibut kever, v'o'ayzim shal gehenim, she'amodet, v'o'ayzim b'chabot. When he goes through the ganza, gishichta of misa m'chaperes, and gehenim m'chaperes, then a person of Ben Olam Haba. Then the nasa Ben Olam Haba. Of the hachik kamba, what the gemara in Tainus, what he was asking, yo, who is? Eza Ben Olam Haba, k'moy shehi. On Chibut Kevin, on Mies, and on Kapora, the person to Moshe, who, to where he is, goes straight to Olam Haba. But did you hear that, Shaila? Yes, but say him, when Eliyahu, he hears Eliyahu, he said, nobody's here. And that Shaila been Olam Haba? So Gemara says, Eliyahu pointed related with somebody who was talking Moshe Nefesh, Al Kharis Yisrael, who's Moshe Nefesh, Kedush Yisrael, I am some, in the Gemara, the whole story. A bit of Shvet is up to Gemara. As a hachi v'hachi, also hanach shmei. There were two people walking down the street. Osi amalei, so they always said, oh, you see those two people? Hanach nami b'nei almazah. They're also b'nei olam haba. And we understand what that means, olam haba. The tei don kan oine, don kan simchi v'keva, k'moy shehi. Who are those people? So the Gemara says, Oslo Gabai, he ran over to them to see you. Amalu Maya Vitzchai, Abu Chai, what are you doing? I realize, I recognize what you do. I can never pay you back.
and Magia Toy. I recognize it. And Faquez, believe me, the biggest star, the biggest Atmos Nefes, the biggest Lebedig of Gehenna, and I'm not Magad Makim there, is when a child lives a life that his parents are not chosen by him. Abadi, he stands up and he sits down, and everything they do, they say he does. But if the yachad, if the ahav is not there, if the covet is not there, if he's him and his parents are them, and I'll do what I have to, there's no bigger tsar in the world. I once saw a Moedei Galoshes from Avoba Zangezug, in the Chelagala from the Sefer. Avoba is a Tifa mensch, and in a few words he said the Gansi is Yisoid. I want to tell you a few words that he said. Mechelik Aleph on the Kuftad of Aleph. Listen to our vocals on Russian. Bonin Soinchen Achemas Hoyeyen. A child needs the love of his parents. That's a statement. Ach Gama Hoyim. Reivim. They're starving. Uteinim. They have a chesik. Lazrochas Shemesh Mi'ez B'nei. They're starving. They're dying for a smechel. For a little Lazrochas Ponef Mepeda. Something from their child. That they have bonim, the child at him hinam balei batim al hayayim. A child is a balabas on his parents. A child is a balabas, an owner on his parents. She'im enam, if the child is not marim lahem ha'oriz ponim, if he doesn't show them a derecheret, a covet, a yachas, hey maschinam balei vaviyam, ve'imam, choytach va'afela. He's putting in their heads a choyzef afela, umechadin ha'or zarua al chayeyen, and he's putting out the levedik life of his parents. I think Rav Volba is saying dvarim sutin. Dvarim, simply put, a child has his parents' leaven in his life, his hands. A child is a balabas of his parents. If he shows them his makitoy. If he shows them he cares what they do for him, he's giving them the biggest simcha. He's giving them the biggest nachas. And remember what I tell you, when every matzah, and every time you're home, you're on the phone with your parents, you're at home, you have a choice. You know what the choice is? On one side, you could be the mechayin nefashis. You could be koyin o'ilomai b'sha'acha. If not, chas v'sholom, you bring them in a choytach, they are fail, they don't deserve. And about Seichel has used the Gelegenheit, every Gelegenheit, for a little bit of a Kurta Toiv, Hazroch HaShemesh. And I'm not talking about Mitzat Kibirov, I'm not talking about Mitzat HaKurta Toiv, which those are Chiyuv and Gedoylim. I'm talking about the Chesed Shaboy. The chiyuv of noise ba'al chaveiros, they're working 11. Sekumzeinis, they need to know you're happy, that that's a freedom. Sekumzeinis, 11 of a melus. We look at Kibirov like a chain and mitzvah. Chazal looked at it like a choyshach va'feila, chas v'shalom, if you don't do it. Chazal looked at it that the re'evim u'te'evim for that chesed. And who could be an achzor? Who could be a Rosh Zayt Moichel to make his parents choytach v'afela, to put out the Or Zeruah and their Chayehem? So why is it that parents complain to me many times, the child comes home, he's too smart for us really. He learns more than my husband, he's a bigger Lamdin, and he's a different world, he's not greater than us. Oy loy lemi, that his Sanega, his Chosim, becomes his Ketega. That's what Torah is. That a child looks down at his parents. Avadi, you know, because I'm better than them, but I'm not joy. Other what's the kibirov, what's the chay? Other what's the chiyav of chesed? You're a valor boss on your parents' leaven. Oy, let it mean that every ali he has is yerida. Is yerida because he's killing his parents, the li guzma. And when I'm asking you guys in any way, so why is it that we hear such kindness? Because we don't know what a chesed, what the oedu of a chesed is. For us, calling a parent is an aizach, a shein aizach. Chazal felt it in the first moment. The same yisoid, we don't realize what the yoimik of a chesed. Besides it's char, but we forget the pa'ula, how much it comes up. I'll give you a different muscle. Halach l'maitz also. The Rambam Chazayit, Perkei Allah Chazayit, ומקדים שלום לכל עוד אדם כדי שתהי רוחה נויך אמן. So if the Rambam is a chiyah, the Magdim Shalom, because of why? Shetehei Rucha Noichemen. Rabbi Yisrael, you all know the Mishnah Brachas, that Magdim Shalom is a mitzvah rasha that was trying to unlock on. What did the Rambam do? If it is a buya. What did the Rambam do? Shetehei Rucha Noichemen. What's wrong with the mitzvah rasha? So Adai the Rambam is telling you, you're so incredible. Again, halacha l'maisa. There are many people on this belt. They're very plain people. They're not the biggest lamdan. They're not the biggest charef. They're not the biggest masmir. They're not the smartest, the funniest. They have no mindless, plain, positive reasons. Do you know what it feels like to live a life that nobody cares for? Do you know what it means living a life and Yenim is the lamdan, Yenim is the chacham, and Yenim is the joker, and Yenim is the player? And I'm the garnish. I'm like the bach, they're not garnishing. Nobody's garnishing. Do you know what a levitic of Gehenim that is, a person living a life? And ain't no them some are late, he's yeah there, he's not there. And the frat, older people, the frat, a person that gets older, he's a Rosh Hashiva, a Shtetach, he has a levin. But take a person, a regular person, he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's not an Oisha, he's not an Askin, he's a plain old man that feels he's useless. And doctors say there's a certain feeling the person gets, plus if he's useless, he's not a lamdan, he's not any good. Do you know that's a levinik of Gehenim? Do you realize that's a Gehenim of Yedim and Utzim Levin? That you have nothing to offer in Levin? And what's worse is him and the shul, the smart, he's the joker, he's just, I'm a nothing. A pasuk of Zichah is a gonish. And then comes Unzer Baal Chesed. Then comes the Maskil El Dol. Then comes the Nefesh Ikara. And he says, Yenim is also something. I'm worried about Yenim. And he goes over and he says hello. And he's Goyris the person. All he has to do is Goyris the person. Avar Mishal Malechem, Avar Mehello. Rabbi Yid, you weren't in shul. I said, where were you? Do you know what he's doing? Do you know what he's doing? How chashuv what he's doing? He's telling him, the koile koilas, you are an epic. You are something. I care about you. Do you know what kind of chesed that is? I once said, if a person stands up for a zakin, besides the mitzvah, the araisa, the choladeyas, a meteva tukum, there's a mitzvah of day machseir as a yechzela. He's giving this person what he needs. He's giving him a tachos in leaven. That he's chosiv, that he is a gersa, that somebody's goyus him. And I found in the Aznaim Batayr from Zalman Sirotkin on the Pesach is the same thing. I think the Rambam, the Roiv Chachmosoi, the Heilig Rambam, the Rambam is telling us this. You imagine Shalom besides the Chesed of Magdim Shalom. Oh, but do you know that they died in Noichemenu? When you go over to somebody, a new person, and you say Shalom Aleichem, what are you saying? You're saying that you count, that you're something, you're an epic. The Rambam is telling you what kind of tifa Chesed that is. You're giving him a tachlis, you're giving him a sipuk. A new bacha comes to camp, or comes to yeshiva, or a new person in the shul. You go over to him, you're not just giving him a shalom aleichem. You're giving him daisa noichemenu. That somebody cares about me. Maybe I'm something, maybe I'm worth something, maybe I have a tachlis, maybe I have a reason to live. I'll give you a different muscle. The Rambam in Hechazeis, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, speaks about the mitzvah of Ahasuyach HaMoichah. Mitzvah kol adam leher et kol echad Yisrael migufay, shenema the pasuk. So the Rambam a marshal. What's the marshal of Tiyan mitzvah of Ahasuyach HaMoichah? So the Rambam, the speak of the first marshal. Tzarech mesaveh b'shvachay. You have to give him a compliment. Then Dr. Rambam, there's another mitzvah, worry about his money. I don't understand this Rambam. The first muscle, the stags the muscle that the Rambam could think of and have it, he throw, is to give somebody a compliment. And then about his money, what's a compliment? That's the muscle. Nor oi be the Rambam was a standing on men. Oi be the Rambam of other types of men, by him the biggest chesed is when he gets a compliment. We don't understand this until we get the compliment. When we get the compliment, how it's mechayin the forces, how it makes life our ganze tov, then we understand the Rambam the moy hamuvan. The Rambam of the stein and dax the gress the mosa havas yisrael. A good word, a varm word, a compliment. Rabbi Ruchim in Chela Gimel of the Sefer, in Maimelam Adalas has a lashon, kulay, kulay, that's so important we have to know. And he writes, Hallo, oimid v'tzayveyach, a person stays on a strike, a kruchya, like a bird, a shmami shrayim, v'chol minei tzvachay, in every geshray v'sanar shaykh. Und was schreit er? Herech v'hechse v'ysi. Be meirech me, shat me up, be machshev me. Haker es dvorai. Realize I'm talking, I'm saying I'm an epic. Oy, vi av yuch mat verstanden amen. That's what a person needs more than anything, a little chesivus, that he's summing up the world. And maybe we don't hear a person screaming, because maybe we're not listening. But if you listen to a person, every person is trying chai v'kayim, I need a sipuk ha-nefesh. I need to know somebody's joyous me. And I think that's what the Rambam's telling us. The Gres Demos Ahavas Yisrael is not mominous. The Gres Demos Ahavas Yisrael is a shayna compliment. You all know the Gemara in Bava Basra. Hanoyfim HaTana L'Chadvi'oni is Mizbarach and 6 brachas. Hamifaisai gets 11 brachas. And Toysef on earth says, without giving a penny. I don't understand the Gemara, and maybe you don't. But the Rambam of Yefashtanim. But Daiti, the Rambam is just saying over the Gemara that sometimes a shayna verse is more than all the money. Because the Kabbalah says upon him, Yafai is called Matronei Sheba Olam. And that's Zichar the heads of the Gemara Sukkah, where the Gemara says, Gedoylik Mechasodim Yosim in Atadaka. What's the hezba? The gitjenim gelt, the gitjenim gelt. But by chesed, the gitjenim heart. And every person is trying, please, please, be machshev me. Be machshev me, be marach me. That's the gress the chesed. And I think that's the Rambam v'soy. The first and the gress the mitzvah of Yisrael is the sata b'shvachay. And later comes his gelt and I'll think of what a person means so much to him. Is a person's feelings. And if we're so medactic in mitzvah, if Bnei Torah are so medactic in every chumrah, in every strip and snit, so why are we not medactic in the mitzvah that's called HaTorah Kula? Why are we not medactic in the mitzvah that Hashem Elokeinu is Zoyesh Imenu? Why are we not medactic in the mitzvah of Chesed of Ahavas Chesed? Because the Teretz Vayos, a word is a word. We don't know a word is the Gresta Mos Chesed. A word is the Gresta Zach Megitzianim. Because Vayos, Laich Zemach of Anach Hayid, is a Shein Zach. But Chazal said that Koinai Lomoy. Vayos, if someone makes Yenim happy, he's a nice guy. But by Chazal, he's a Ben Olam Havik Kamoy Shehu. By us, a nice word is a saint of us. But by Chazal, what's a nice word? The Gresta Havas Yisrael, the Gresta Havas Yisrael, Vayasi mechabed azaken is a shena mitzvah, but Chazal taita day machzer siyachdaloi. And I think that's the sound of the message that we started with. Think for a second, the matzah that Ruth was in. Tzibrachan Astika, she lost her husband, she lost her shver. She was an oni, she came from Malchus, and she became an oni. She had to beg for food. And came along Boyaz, and Boyaz was makshiv her, was mayrich her. He thought of her. And you see the psukim, how Boyaz is, Ruth kept on saying, thank you, what you did for me. Benetzach nitzachim. The Torah verstand, that's not stam dvorim. That's neuchon heit nadeit and yoichay menu. The Torah verstand, it's not stam giving you a few pennies. But he's giving the forces. That's what the Medrash means. Not that he would have more covenant on the better, but if only he would have known the oimik of his mitzvah. The zelbezach aladaiti bayarin achayin. Moshe, the honor of Mikol Adam, can you imagine it, sir? His brother, older brother, gone is to him, I'll think. And Moshe, Moshe was going through Gehenna. The honor, and Aaron comes out and says, don't worry, I'm happy, Zodzichnis. So to tell you, that wasn't a few words, that was Nitzchias. That Nitzchias, the Torah says, you don't know what you were kinda. That's what the Medrash means. Not he was a Tainan Aaron, but he had the belief of showing if he'd have known how great his mitzvah is. And that's the lesson of the Medrash. A person who gives a few words, he's not giving a few words. He's giving nitzchias. He's being kind oilam haba. To mach v'yayim freilich. You're not making freilich. You're a ben oilam haba k'mois yehu. That's Avos Yisrael of the Shem Soifin. And that's what the Medrash is ending off with. You're doing a chesed, don't think a chesed is zehu. You're doing a chesed that blinds a stickle of history. That the Rabbeinu Shalom Aleinu is going to write the chesim on your ma'isa chesed. Rabbi Tzai is 2 weeks, kamat, 2 weeks of Tisha B'Av. We have to start waking up and thinking a little bit about doyeg u'meita l'chorbin. What are we going to do to bring the geula? What are we going to do to be mekayim al the chiyav of tzipisa l'Yeshua? I think the most important story is what Chazal tell us in so many years to do chesed, because if sinner brought the geula, the goal is, so Ahava is going to bring the geula. Remember what I'm telling you. Remember it your whole life. Tzorchei amcha Yisrael merubim. People need things. Everybody needs things. Some people need money, we can help them. Some people need gesund, we're not doctors. Some people need yeshuas, we're not bali maisim. But everybody, every person, every ben odom of their welt needs herich oisi, hechshiv oisi. He needs a few verse. He needs to feel like he's epic of the welt. Mikot ziyad gadol. And this is the chesed we can all do. With our parents, with our chaverim, with our rabbeim. And it's mamish azen nene bezel achos leichosa. Oh, but better yet, it's zen achayim nefasit. Bezel leichosa. So why don't we nemzach to it? The terror is we don't know what a chesed is. By us a chesed is a chesed. But by Chazal it was netzach nitzachim. The Rabbani Shalom is going to write down, you are mechazik yenim. You gave your parents nachas. You said thank you to your Rebbe. And that's going to buy netzach. Because by you is a few words, but by the cook, when he say thank you to him, he says the whole 12 hours I switched today was worth it because somebody's happy. And the Rabbi Shalom is going to write down not 2 words. The Rabbi Shalom is going to write down the netzach nitzachim that you are mechayin nefashis. When a person calls home and says I'm having a wonderful time, I thank you for sending me here. He's not saying words. He's not saying keep it up. He's not saying kol hatoy. He's the baal lebatim on his parents' happiness. And that's history. That's Netzach Nitzachim. That Mashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi, going to write it, and the Moshe is going to sign it. And let me tell you something I want you to remember. Dvorim HaYotzim in HaLev, and I hope it's Nechlasim HaLev. And if you forget the whole shmooze, I don't care. But remember this line. Every person has lives his life. He has a certain dream, a certain rutzin, that he wants to do something with his life. He doesn't want to just live a life in Gendik. He wants to help people. He wants to make a change. He wants to make his contribution to the world. Some people want to be Rosh Hashivas, help Tamidim. Some people want to be Rabbanim, help Balabatim, and people give Gevirim, they'll give Tzedakah, Askanim. And even if Goy, a prostate Goy, wants to do something with his life. And I can't guarantee that whatever you want to be, you'll be. Avada, B'Yarach, the Moshe Lelach. But I can't guarantee. There's one thing I will guarantee every single person here. I could promise every single person here, if he wants to change the way this world looks, if he wants to make a contribution to this world, Amatir Yuavtach Gemura, do chesed. Start drafting for Yenim. You'll have so many matzavim kila acha yad, then nene v'zeloi chosa, the kosher garnish, but you're giving Yenim the faucet. Maybe take these next 2 weeks and try what I'm saying. Try once a day, not giving tzedakah, but a chesed you wouldn't do. Compliment somebody, which is Abbas Yisrael, be makabah the parent more, be a thank a Rebbe more, something. Start drachting for Yenim. Start doing herich and hechtiv. Start doing the Ritzoyne Shal Mokoyim of a Havas Chesed. And a Maftir, I've seen by people who live this life, that Kla'acha Yad, tens of times a day, they pray in Yiddish Herza, they make Leichter for Yenim. And the saddest thing about it is a Zen Nehenna B'Zeh Leichasa. Or better yet, it's Zen Nefasis. So why don't we do it? Because by us, a chesed is a chesed. But let me tell you, a chesed is nitzchias. A chesed is by something to write down, but I said, do us mechayin nefashim. Whether it's here, at home, there's so many gelegenheiten. This is the site. Let's use these days to start on this mice chesed of thinking for Yenim, of trachting for Yenim. And I'm afteach you, as hegel masateva, I'm afteach you'll have tens of times to do chesed. Tens of times. Rabbeisai, 2 weeks of Tisha B'Av, we have to start trachting from Geula. Chazal told us that the sinas chinim brought the Golis, ahavas chinim here bring the Geula. But it's not ahavas chinim. It's the Tzoyne Shal Mokam. It's what Hashem really wants. And let's start making history. Let's start doing things to help Eden. And if we're not guys these days, and if we become a Hegel Master Teva, I'm going to teach you over and over, you will make this world a so much more pleasant place to live in. With you, with your children, by all over, the old man in shul, the grandmother who lives alone, there's hundreds of matzavim. Once you're listening, you hear the herichos, you hear the crying. But if you're sleeping, you don't hear. Wake up! Nutzais is matana tovi yikara of chesed. And hopefully, if we start working on chesed, we'll see the kiyum of the pasuk, who pissam yovei alecholai ha'odem ashatem mevakshim. We'll see the geula shleim b'meheir imenu amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.